This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two paramedics will go on trial soon for their alleged role in the death of Elijah McClain. And ahead of the trial, Aurora Fire Rescue has embarked on new training around de-escalation. First Responders hopes this builds trust in the community.
There are plenty of people that previously would be agreeable to our help that are not nearly as agreeable to our help because of some of the events that have taken place.
The training's part of an agreement the agency made with the Attorney General's office after McClain's death. The medics and firefighters are practicing scenarios where people are in distress or even suicidal situations. A federal grant will help Colorado Springs develop a plan to reduce fatal and serious injuries on the roads. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The city traffic engineer says they'll use a data-driven approach to create a safety plan designed to serve all users of the transportation system. According to a recent city announcement, they'll evaluate different strategies and needs on roads and at intersections. They'll also get input from various stakeholders. Six other Colorado communities are receiving similar grants, including Woodland Park and Huerfano County. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Well, this winter storm isn't over yet. A steady snowfall will continue from northern Colorado to Denver this morning and over the mountains. And it's cold out, so it'll stick to roads pretty quick. Should stop snowing by noon. This is CPR News and KRCC.